There's a new restaurant that is actually a growing trend for multiple restaurants to ask you to leave your phone in the car. No phones allowed. And in theory, so you can focus on the dining experience of the people you're with, heaven forbid.
And also, let me just throw out there, not interrupt other people's dinners with your phone conversations.
Oh, that.
Or your FaceTimes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I get that part. But a lot of times people are just browsing their phone.
Right.
Either way. But then all it takes is one FaceTime to come in and they're like, let me get this.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I'm listening to Steve talk to his ex.
Right.
Okay. I'd like to listen to that.
I mean, maybe.
We were talking to a kid for an hour.
If you're interested. Or they're talking to their kid.
For an hour.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you have to do it real quick, okay, but man.
Or you're listening to somebody named Hannah talk to their sister about their outfit.
Well, that got personal.
Who would that be?
I don't know.
Who do we know named Hannah?
That's weird.
Your wife.
Jared, we just discovered that Jason does not only not know the names of his own children, he also does not know the name of Matt's child. He called him Hyatt.
Hyatt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, I think I was booking a hotel reservation.
Goes, well, when Hyatt, but we all stopped dead in our tracks.
Like, whoa.
I was out yesterday, so yeah, I didn't hear all this.
Hyatt.
Good Hyatt. I think, you know, he's calling one of Joseph's kids Paris forever as Rome.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yes. Then it's true.
Then Evan for Everly. It's a trouble.
It's a thing.
So would you go to a restaurant where phones were not allowed? Is it Ahuna? Ahuna?
Yes, that's Ahuna.
Ahuna. Would you go to a restaurant where they ban phones?
Personally, I wouldn't mind. But my 15-year-old says if it's going to take too long, he's not going.
it was like a restaurant, you're going to be there for an hour or two, you got to have the phone. Ahuna.
I'm having trouble.
What is it?
I was just saying, if it's like a restaurant, you're going to be there for like an hour plus, he says no thanks. All right, we're having a connection issue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that would mean that's what, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, basically saying. What she was saying. Absolutely not. I'm not going to a restaurant where they ban phones.
Really?
No!
Oh,
I need my crack.
You can't control yourself just for...
I can do it. Could I do it? I could. Would I sign up for it? No. There's a lot of things I could do, but I'm not going to sign up for it. No, thank you.
You do not want to go into a restaurant where you can just focus on the people that you're with.
What if I get a comment on TikTok?
And you're eating.
What am I going to do?
And your food.
No.
It is a dream come true. I only
in theory for me,
want
maybe.
To go to the restaurants where I don't have to take my phone.
I think the phones are getting out of control. I you know what annoys me more than ever, and I'm not going to point out who does this to me every night, is, I mean, it's out of control. Like, I hate when the person's not looking at you while you're talking with them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Your head's down on your phone all the time. You can't even look up and pay attention and be engaged in the conversation.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's not. I admit that I'm on my phone, but if you look at my screen time, it's nothing. I mean, nothing, except for email or something like that in the day.
Porn.
But I'm
porn. Well, also at night, but that's fine. Yeah.
But she's not paying attention, so what does it matter?
It depends on how that's going, whether I go on that site or not.
He's
but.
Paying attention right after.
right.
But no, I think that, you know, you go to a restaurant with your family, and you can't even concentrate and be engaged with each other. You're so distant. You're all on your phone.
Yes.
It cannot be healthy. Now, that said, I would not go to that restaurant.
I was nice. Just going to say, well, for the first time ever, we agree on something, yeah, right. But I guess we don't.
I agree with you, and like Jared wants his TikTok like or whatever. I'm paused on Facebook. I don't have TikTok. I don't have Snap. I have Instagram for like a quick fix, but I don't even like Instagram that much. I hardly go on it. I sometimes look at the stories.
God, I love Instagram so much.
I don't like it. Facebook really took my attention away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because basically it was some kind of political argument, or I'll get a link from something, or it's a lot more.
Which is why I hate Facebook. That's why I hate it.
That's where I get a lot of my news from. Mm-hmm. I mean, from links to sites, because it would trigger me. It would be like this big headline from a news site. I'm like, what? And I would go to it, and there would be comments. I would scroll. It's not worth it.
Okay.
No. Can I make a caveat that I would be okay with?
Yeah.
That maybe they had some device at the table that you put your phones in while you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, if people want to, you know, you have a conversation while you're eating. And then afterwards, then you can get your crack.
Yeah. Jared, I don't like going out to, we don't do very often anymore, but I don't like going out to lunch with you because, honestly, you are on your phone the entire time. We went out to have lunch the other day with Squid and then some other show members, and you were on your phone. And every time you're like, well, I got this thing going on. And I know you do.
I do,
I know
yeah.
you do. But then it's like you're not even there.
Yeah, I agree with that. There have also been times where we have a great time. We're joking
around.
But that time was egregious. I have to agree with you.
It was just a lot. And Jason, when we go out to eat somewhere, you're always on your phone.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you're getting off with this. I'm not on my phone a lot.
At my house at night.
Okay, maybe. But when
I have to pause that stuff because something would trigger me. And I would go down a rabbit hole. That's the problem.
I guess. I mean, I think I would miss the phone because, and people make fun of me, but I don't care. I am who I am. I like to take pictures of my food or of a beautiful dish. So I would be really like jonesing for it to take a photo.
Yeah.
But other than that,
but that's okay.
No,
a photo, if you're going to take a couple photos, that takes a second.
But I
it's
can go without,
scrolling
though.
Scrolling on your phone.
I don't need. I can go without. It's just that's what I would want to do.
Oh, and when I'm at lunch with you guys, I'm not scrolling. I'm texting nonstop. I got to put it away.
Mm-hmm. You text a lot. I see your fingers through the window sometimes.
You're like,
I never text like that. Mine is all talk to text.
When I've had, tumultuous relationships off and on, you go and like delete the like whatever, I'm going no contact, delete the message. Like, do you want to delete these 157,000 messages? And that's like from the last month. I'm like, well, do I?
I don't know.
Let's go to Horatio, then I want to hear from Matt too. Horatio, would you go to a restaurant that banned phones?
Yes, I would. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Yes. We gotcha.
Yes, I would. My phone gives me anxiety with all the notifications. And so a break from my phone is always a welcome break.
Mm-hmm.
So being in a space where I can put it away and have the added benefit of being able to engage with my family, I think is all positives for me. So, I'd welcome it.
Okay.
And it's probably only an hour and a half. So.
Okay.
He made a huge, huge point.
Thank you, Horatio.
What?
Phones cause anxiety.
Ding!
They do.
You see the notification. You feel like you got to be on top of something all the time. You're doing something. I told you the other day, I was at the gym, and all of a sudden I get a text, and I'm like, ooh, this is, and it was not over nothing, but I was like, should I stop my workout? Should I hurry? I'm going to get off the treadmill.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And with texting, when the texts come in, I think the anxiety, okay, so people will say, but I have anxiety if I go into a restaurant and I don't have my phone. I think that kind of anxiety would be easier to get over, eventually, over time, mm-hmm. then the anxiety of, oh my God, what am I missing? Do I have to stop? Because it's never ending.
Right.
It's never
right.
ending. The text coming in and the emails and all the things. You could eventually get used to.
Of course you could.
Not having
We didn't have it before.
Yeah, we did not.
I mean, in every movie or TV show, they'll find somebody's been on a deserted island or they've been starving.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, come in, have a warm. They're eating like crazy. When we go to my mom's house on Sunday, she has her fanny pack on. Nana.
She loves a fanny
pack.
Yeah,
the nanny pack.
I love
the
nanny pack.
And she's like, phones. And we're like, yep. We give the phones. As soon as she gives them back, it is like, they're like pigs. Like, with a slop in our face. And everyone's like, I mean, it's crazy.